Okay, we're picking up Daf Pei Dalid Amid Aleph. Second line from the top. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. State in the Braisa, Reza Gitech Avanasha Tinasi Laploni. A man tells his wife, this hereby is your get, on the condition that you get married to Bob. Hareza Lo Tinasi, she's not allowed to marry Bob. The Imnises Lo Tetsi. Now, if she gets married, we don't make her get divorced. We're going to leave that phrase open. If she gets married to whom, we don't know yet. But she's not, the stipulation of the get is that the get is only going to be chal if she marries Bob. The bride says she should not do that. If she gets married, she doesn't have to go out. Get married to, so we'll see. Says the Gemara, my Omar, Omar of Nachman, Hochi Omar, Reis Lo Tino say lo. She can't get married to Bob, Shema Yomru Nishen Noisin B'matana, because people will say that men are giving their wives as a matana to someone else, right? You know, he doesn't like his wife, so he's sending her over to Bob. Okay, so that's the first part of the statement. Vimnis, huh?
That lies on
The whole matzav, yeah.
The Jews?
Yeah. Vimnis says la'acher, if she does get married to somebody else, so Rav Nachman's original pshat is she marries not Bob. So again, the husband says you're divorced al manas and conditionally marry Bob. So she's not supposed to marry Bob. If she marries somebody else, lo teitze, she doesn't have to get divorced. So the Gemara asked the obvious question: Mishum gzeira le mafkinon minei v'sharidin eishes ish la'amo. Because of this gzeira that we don't really want her to marry Bob because it doesn't look nice. It looks like people are giving her trading wives and, you know, throwing their wives around, giving a matana to someone else. Because of that, we're now going to allow her to get married to somebody else, shelo kedin, because the get wasn't chal yet, wasn't kind of tanai. How could that be?
Why not? Why would you have a
problem? Rashi says, v'lo iskaim matanai, batel aget. The get was, he says, the get is only chal, I'm not saying marry Bob.
Yeah,
so I get it. I understand we don't want her to marry Bob, but how could she marry Steve? It's not a get yet. Oh, very good. So the Gemara, the Maaseh Taisus says in the second Taisus says that the Havamina of the Gemara, that was Pshat and Rav Nachman, the way we just said it, was that we would invoke the din of what Ben just said, of Avkinu Rabbanan. Everybody should have been thinking on the long line, right? That's what I thought it was, Avkinu, right? I'm like, hey, I don't remember this being one of the Avkinu cases, and then it wasn't, right? But I guess it could have been, it says Taisus, it could have been one of the Avkinu cases of Avkinu Rabbanan Kiddush Shemineh. But so Tosfos says that actually in the Havamina, Rav Nachman actually thought it was. And that was the reason Rav Nachman said this. That yeah, so in other words, she shouldn't marry Bob. And we're going to allow her to marry Steve because we'll be mafkia the Kiddushin the whole time. If the husband ever gives a get with this crazy stipulation, we'll say, sorry, we never married her in the first place. And she can marry Steve. But the Gemara doesn't say that. So Elam Rav Nachman, Hachi Kamar. What?
Why doesn't he?
So Taisa says at the end, because this wasn't enough of a reason, because if this Shash Mu'etis was not enough of a reason to mafkia the Rabbanan to the Kiddush. Right? They're not going to be mafkia the Kiddush for this small chashash that this case is going to happen. It wasn't significant. Chazal didn't always make mafkinu. Mafkinu was something which, like the case of being mabatal to get. We have a lamed meis. Okay, there it's a serious enough of a concern. Because you have to know, Chazal, not every time they're going to be mafkinu. But anyway, the half of it is that they would have said afkinu. The maskar is that we don't say afkinu. So what's that kapshat? If we don't say afkinu, so what's the pshat? Elam Rav Nachman, she can't get married to Bob. Shema yomer nashen nos b'matana. The same concern like we said before. The nisei slo, if she gets married to Bob himself, lo teitzei. So we're not going to make her get divorced. The bishum gzeir, elam afkinu. We're not going to be mafkinu anisha because of the gzeir. It's not nice. It doesn't look good. We don't want it to happen. But yeah, but if it happened, we're not going to stop it. In the end of the day, she's divorced. She was Mekayim the Tanai. The get Ikar Din Mischal. Okay, so for something which doesn't look so nice, we're not going to be Mafkia. We're not going to be Mafkin on her from the issues. Okay, this is now the revised shot in Rav Nachman. So Amalei Rava. So Rava challenges Rav Nachman, which he does often, right? Rava quotes Rav Nachman often and also challenges him. Sometimes he does both. Sometimes Amalei Rava Rav Nachman, and then he asks on him. Here, Rava is just challenging the shittas of Nachman. So it says Rav like this, lo t'lo tinase, halachar tinase. So Rav understood that the lashon of the Brice is like this, harezi the chamanash tinase leploni, harezu lo tinase. Now we're learning, according to Nachman, means she can't get married to Bob, to the guy that was on the Tanai. So it says Rav, it's mashma, the only to him who t'lo tinase, halachar tinase, but to someone else, she could get married. And the Mefarshim asked that this is not such a pashat adiyuk, bechlal. It's not such a pashat adiyuk because fakert. I lachar, if you were midayik to brisa, you would say like this. Now that we learned that the whole price of your night, I would say the price like this. She shouldn't get married to Bob. If she did get married to Bab, what's it then? Lotetze. So what would I be medayik about someone else? She shouldn't get married to Steve. If she gets married to Steve, yes, Tinotze. Yes, Tetze. Right? That's how I would have been medayik. So the whole diuk of Rav is shver to begin with. Right? Rav is being medayik. Oh, it's mashvish. To someone else, she can't get married. Nechitese. You read the price all the way through. It's mashvish akert. That to Bab, she shouldn't do it, but b'diavad it works. Someone else, even b'diavad, wouldn't work.
Okay, that's Rav Nachman's reading of the price.
What?
That was only Rav Nachman's reading of it.
He's attacking Rav Nachman. He's going into Rav Nachman. According to you, Rav Nachman, the way you're saying it's low, that it means to Bob, she shouldn't marry. So I have a kasha on you. It's Masra. She can't marry Bob, but she could marry someone else. That's how Rav is learning. Mechitesi. Mechitesi is say that pshat in Rav Nachman's understanding of the price.
Yeah,
Gessler, you want to give me some? Give me some air. Shkoyach. That's a big issue.
Your suggestion was Lisa Zahar Lotetse. Why is he not keeping that? That's why Rav didn't want to make the other deal.
He says la acher. No, we threw that off. We're not going. No, we're going. We're going to Maskana.
No, he still thought that was like the first thing. So keep whatever you can.
You saying that's what Rav is asking? Yeah. What are you saying? No, he's going to Maskana. He's going to Maskana. So he's saying what's going on? How could that be? But you buy Kumila tonight. Okay, so we have a halacha on Rav. But the Maisa, that's how Rav is medayik and Rav Nachman that she's allowed to marry someone else. So frankly, Gemara v'chit. So v'chitei me'efsher. We're going to go with the gears on the side, which clearly Rashi had this also. V'chitei so maybe migrasha hayom, she'll get divorced from one guy today. And what was our taina? She definitely can't marry Jim because she's not mekayim the tanai until she marries Bob. So how could you say she can marry Jim? Maybe she'll marry Jim. She'll marry Jim today, then she'll get divorced from Jim, and then she'll marry Bob tomorrow. And then everybody's happy. Now, by the way, the obvious question you could ask, the push-up shot question, question do you have to ask?
How do you know that he's going to be alive?
That's funny that you said the Achronim asked that question. L'shem Yomus Chashin, the Gemara heard earlier in the Masechta, L'shem Yomus Chashin. The Achronim asked that question. That's a more complicated, I want a more push-up shot question. More push-up shot question is, what?
We're using Breira.
Are you using Breira?
We have to be, otherwise the middle is
but again, the sugars earlier. I mean, that's all about Dasachar. You're right. That maybe it's a little connected. But Pashab Shah, let's keep it simple right now. Without Breira, you mean Mekayim Tanai, it works. Like most Tanayim, like Rashi says earlier, if you're Mekayim Tanai, it works.
Lo Afraya
works. You're Mekayim Tanai, it works in Afraya. It's not a problem.
Or you are Mekayim
Tanai. Shai Lemela Dasachar. I hear what you're asking. I don't know if you're asking that, but I would hear. But my Pashab Shah, how did you deal with anything? You're not allowed to marry him. Right? The din is that you're not supposed to marry Bob. So we should never allow her to do this. Why is it all of a sudden okay? Because she married Jim in between, she can marry Bob. So Taisa says, the small Taisa says, Taisa says, Tahashalu Shaykh Shem Yomanishasay Noisim with his Gishmak, right? The whole time, why can't she marry Bob? Because it looks like people are just giving their wives a matana to someone else. It doesn't look like that over here. She married Jim in between. So it doesn't look like he sent his wife to Bob.
Couldn't we also answer like last week? The second marriage was mafkia all the tanaim of the first of the divorce.
The what?
Can we say like we said last week that the marriage to not Bob was mafkia the tanaim of that her first husband had made?
No, it's amanas.
No, because here it's that here it's amanas that you need to do the get is not chal until that happens. It's different. But Tayyip says positive shot, it no longer looks like a matana. So that's why theoretically it would be okay. So back to Rava's kash. Rava is saying Rav Nachman, the way I'm being medayik, you're understanding the brayso would come out that she can marry Jim. Now, if you're going to tell me that the pshat she can marry Jim, because eventually after she marries Jim, then she'll marry Bob, and then it won't be a problem, and then you're going to go ulahachta pligas alei to rebuta kamadamisle, and then it comes out that you're going like the bar plukta, like the one who argues on Rebbe Yehuda. That would be your pshat. Who is this Rebbe Yehuda, and who's the one arguing? The itmar koinam einai b'shina hayom mishon lamachor. What happens if a person says koinim? Koinim is the lashon of a neder. So I'm taking a neder to do what? To aser my eyes in sleep. My eyes will not be allowed to sleep. It's a neder that I'm not allowed to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So the tanai is tomorrow and the neder is for today, which is an interesting thing, right? So we'll come out of lamafreya type of neder. If you violate the condition tomorrow by sleeping, then it will turn out retroactively you were not allowed to sleep today. So now the shayla is, can I sleep today? Can I sleep today on the assumption that I'm just not going to sleep tomorrow? Or are we afraid that I'm going to sleep tomorrow and therefore we don't allow me to sleep today? So machlekes, Amar Yehuda, al yishan hayom, sham yishan lamachar. Yehuda says, no, you can't sleep today because what if you mess up tomorrow? Retroactively, it's going to come out that you violate the nether. Now here's the one who argues under Buda. Rav Nachman, Omar Yishan Hayom Ve'ein Choshen Shem Yishan Amachar. So Rav Nachman says, no problem, you can sleep today, and we'll be careful not to sleep tomorrow. So back to now, what Rav is. Rav is saying like this, Rav Nachman, I don't understand what you're saying. How could you allow a married Jim? And if you're going to tell me, well, maybe allow it to marry Jim, just like we allow this case, just like we allow, according to Rav Nachman, which is funny because it's Rav Nachman also, right? Just like we allow, according to Rav Nachman, to sleep today because we're convinced and we're confident that he'll be mekayim the tanai if not sleeping tomorrow. So maybe you say, oh, that's the pshat, that's your pshat of Nachman. Today we're going to allow her to marry Jim, and because we're confident that she'll get divorced and then she'll marry Bob afterwards, and everything she'll live happily ever after. So Gemara, so Rava says, if that's true, achi hashta, how could you make a comparison b'chlal? Hasam b'didei kaima. There is completely within his control. The boy mavriz nafshe b'siluasa v'lo noyim. If he wants, he can prick himself the whole day tomorrow and make sure that he doesn't sleep. He won't fall asleep. So it's within his control, within his power to make sure he doesn't sleep tomorrow. But acha b'didei kaima legushe. But here, is it within her power to get divorced from Jim? I mean, the whole thing, she's only allowed to marry Jim if she's going to get divorced from Jim and then marry Bob. Who says Jim's going to divorce her, b'chlal? And therefore, what? Vilonim won't doze off. So there, he'll make sure that he doesn't doze off. Ma'ashek it over here, it's not going to work. So therefore, Rava says, Rav Nachman, you're pshat, there's no pshat over here. You, again, being medayik in the way you're learning the Braisa, that it's only usher for her to marry Bob, but she's allowed to marry Jim. I don't understand. The only thing I can think of is this case of Koinam Enai Vishina, and they're not comparable, because that case of Koinam Vishina, it's within his power, and this is not within her power. So that's a little bit yoke of what you were getting back to about where Breira and Tanai do overlap, when it's Talib Bidas Acher. That's still what the Gemara is saying over here. So I and your Kasha, this is earlier, Breira in the third parak, but okay. Anyway, El Amar Rava, so Rava says, I argue on Rav Nachman, and he says like this, Hare Zu lo tinase lo lo v'lo la'acher. So Rava says, no, the pshat is, you have to read it like this. She's not allowed to marry, if based on this stipulation, she's not allowed to marry Bob and anyone else. It doesn't mean Bob as opposed to everyone else she could marry. No, she can't marry Bob or anyone else. Loi, Yosli, ready? Loi, lo tinase to Bob, she can't get married. Shema yomen shoseim nosem b'matana. Maybe I'm going to say that people are giving their wives b'matana. So she can't marry Bob, even though that would be fulfilling the Tanai, because people have this, they have this gzera. People are going to say, and she'll say, no, it's b'matana. La'acha lo tinase d'bai kimule t'na. To someone else, she can't get married because she didn't fulfill the Tanai. The Tanai was, she has to marry Bob. So she can't marry anyone. But then there's a difference. Im nisayis lo teitzim, shum gzera l'mafkina. If she married Bob, so wasn't gevaldik, but we're not going to make her leave because of gzera. But la'acher teitzei debayiklu mitzvah. But if she marries someone else, then she has to get out of the marriage because she has to be mekayim the tanai, and she was not. Tani kavosti derav hareiz lo tinasei lo lo v'lo la'acher. Then mi says lo lo teitzei la'acher teitzei. Yeah, what are you saying?
Is there a fault in the creases? She can't marry anyone.
It's fault in there. Saying good. It's fault in the creases. If what?
She can't marry anyone. She can't marry Bob. And she can't marry not Bob.
What was that earlier? That.
Oh, you're saying.
Is she still married to the first?
Still married.
Either way, it's felt in the creases. The whole thing is felt in the creases.
But she still marries the first guy.
It's not that she's never that. I mean, midiraisa, she could midiraisa, the get is chal, as long as she's in the final of the Tanai. Just midirabana, we don't allow her to do it. And maybe the midband, this is what he meant before. What?
She's not mature to anyone. This is, I guess, the case where it says only to me.
No, because again, it's not be'etzem. Be'etzem in that get, it is chal. Just as a gzer, we don't let her do it. Over there, the other case where it's be'etzem not chal, it's felt be'etzem in the creases.
I don't understand that.
Right here, you could, there, in order to be Mekayim the Tanai Be'etz is going to be felt in the creases. Here, the Tanai is fine. There's no, it's nothing felt in the creases, just do it in your divorce. Yeah, you gotta do it. It's not, wouldn't Be'etz be felt in the creases, just that it's not yeshivish to give over your wife to someone else. What?
It's still a Gidabe.
No, it's not. If she fills the Tanai, it's not a Gidabe. Just, we don't allow her to do it. Fundamentally, it's not a Gidabe.
The act of fulfilling it, she's a Gidabe.
No, she's not.
Because he said, go do this. So if she goes and does
it. Anything with that. Everything's like, no, $200. No, every time. Go, I'll ask you $200. That's not called a gidabe. Because once you give the $200, you're out. That's not called a gidabe. Okay, anyway, this is maybe what Ben was getting before. Maybe this is what you meant before, Ben. I don't understand you properly. But in the end of the day, it doesn't really sound so different than Rav Nachman himself, right? I mean, Rav Nachman himself said she can't marry, right? So the Gemara already asked, so even Rav Nachman, the Gemara understood that she can't get married to someone else. So I'm not sure, and the Gemara came out, concluded like that, but Rava seems to be attacking Rav Nachman's maskana also based on this, which is a little bit strange, right? Is that what you were being learned before, Ben?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Anyway, Stamazoi. But okay, you have to know exactly what the chilik was. But I'm saying, Lamais, the Gemara came out. Wait, what?
Is it in the first sentence?
No, look, the kasha on Rav Nachman's first pshat was this kasha. And then the Gemara, the first pshat was this kasha. And we came off of that. So because of that, we said she can't marry someone else. But Rava had understood from this that I guess that's what he was saying. Okay, anyway, Tois has a geshmak akasha, the Ramazal Hacha Bididei. Tois asks a galgal achoizer kasha, similar to what we had earlier. Right? Tois says, what are you concerned about? That it's not within her power to get divorced from Jim, right? She'll get married to Jim, but then Jim won't want her to divorce her, right? Yeah, but if Jim doesn't divorce her, then she was never allowed to marry Jim to begin with, so she can leave without a divorce. Right? The whole thing is a galgal achoizer. So Jim can't really, it really is within her power, because Jim can't stop her, because Avivaite wants to stop her, she's never married to him. So Taya says, yeah, but then on the tzad that she does get to marry Bob, so then she was married to Jim, and it's a happy after ending. Okay, says the Gemara Vaita, turn around, Hareza Gidech, Amanasha Talad, Reki, Amanasha Terti, Litoim, Amanasha Tivli, Kana Shaldalad, Amois, Amanasha Tivili, Kana Ben Kuf, Amanasha Tavri, Sayama, Goldel, Barag, Lech, Enoget. In all these cases, all these cases of things which are impossible for her to fulfill. So Pasha Pshat in the Tanakhama is it's not a get because she can't fulfill the Tanai. Buda bin Tema Oimer, Kaze get, Buda bin Tema says, no, this is a get. Klal Amr Buda bin Tema, Kol Tanai she efshar lo lekaimo besoifu. Vehis alam mitchilaso, eino ela kim mafliga badvarim bekasha. Says Buda bin Tema, any Tanai which was impossible from the get go for her to ever fulfill. It's not like there was ever a chance and now it didn't work out. There was never a chance for it to be fulfilled. So then he was only like exaggerating. And he was just trying to be mitzar her. And really, it's not a serious tanai. And therefore, the get is going to be chal. Okay, if you took it to Rashi, doicha osa letzar b'divrei avah. He's just trying to drive her crazy with vanity. You know, things which are meaningless and obviously can't be fulfilled. And really, he's interested in the get. Okay, so Tanakhama says, you're not mekayim the tanai, it's no get. Yudim ben Tema says, yeah, you are mekayim. Yudim ben Tema says that it's not a serious tanai, and therefore the get is chal. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, Alach Gabir Ben Tema. We talk a pasuk like that. Of Nachman, Yitzchak Mas Nisin. By the way, if anybody remembers from Tosis, Daf Lamed Aleph, this is Tosis is right, not like Rashi. Stam Rav Nachman in Shas is Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, and that's why the Gemara here has to emphasize Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rashi over there seemed to learn otherwise by the winds. You remember the winds, the different winds, and then.
Oh, with the wine barrels.
Not with the wine barrels, but the. Wine barrels there? Where? What? No, this is just Stam and Agarata where the winds.
Yeah.
There are no wine barrels in the winds.
Before, this is the.
I know the seasons.
Seasons,
the
yeah.
The winds. They got it from the barrels.
From the barrels, okay. Yeah, anyway. Nachman Bar Yitzchok, anyway, Rashi, you see that Stam Nachman is not Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Anyway, so Rav Nachman Paskin, Zalach, like Rabbi Ben Tayyim, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Masiz, and Namidaikat. We can have the mission also. There's a mission above Metzia. The Ketani Kol She'ef Shelo L'Kaimu B'Soifo Bisna Olav B'Tchilaso T'no Kaim. Lashon HaMishnah is any T'nai which you can be M'Kaim at the end and you made it T'nai from the beginning, the T'nai is Kaim. Ha'i'ef Shere, so give me Da'i, Ka'i'ef Shere T'no Batel Shema Mino. But if it, the idea is that if you can't be M'Kaim it, so then the T'nai is Batel, so Shema Mino, that a T'nai that from the get-go is impossible to be fulfilled is not a T'nai that's going to be Ma'akim. So based on this shita of Yehuda ben Tema, will be a situation where he says that a tanai in the get, you're going to eat something else, you're going to eat chazir. So Amar Abai, that's exactly an example of a case of a tanai that can't be fulfilled at the end. Rava Amar, after the achla velakia, Rava says, no, she could eat it. It's not allowed to, but she could eat it, mimakayim the tanai. So therefore, that does not fall into the category of a tanai that's e'ef shalakaimu. And therefore, Yehuda ben Tema would say over here that you have to be fulfilled the tanai in order for the get to be chal. So the Gemara says, Labaye klal lasui basar chazir. Abaye says no. When Rebbe Ben Tema says the lashon of a klal of Rebbe Ben Tema, called tonight, it's coming to include this case. So klal lasui basar chazir. The Rava kazer lamutei basar chazir. Rava says no. Dafka fakiret kazer. What does Rebbe Ben Tema say? Kazer get this type of get is a get as opposed to basar chazir, which you could fulfill. You're not allowed to, but you could fulfill. May say reza gita kamar shetipali deployni. This guy matnayer reza get vim la veino get. If he makes a t'nai, the husband, that this get is chal amanas, that you are nisboil to a particular person, so there the t'nai, after be mekayim the t'nai. Im lav, it's not a get. Amanas shal t'boil le abu l'avich. Shal if this girsur toysut handles, we have this girsur or not, but amanas, he says, amanas, that you don't have bia with abu l'avich. Ein choyshen shem anival alehen. We're not choyshesh, that maybe she had bia with them, and we allow her to marry right away. That's the end of, that's that case. So that's the din. So comes along this Tosefta. So the Gemara is medayik of ilu amanashe tibali la'aba ulavich loktani. We don't have the case of amanashe tibali la'aba ulavich. Why not? Why don't we say it only talks about tibali to stam a guy to ploni? Why not say amanashe tibali la'aba ulavich? And there also the Gemara says yes, lefi rav. According to you, that should also be a case where you have to be mekayim the t'nai. She could do it. It's also, but she could do it. The Gemara says, "Labai nichal rav akasha lufi rav v'shver." Why did the Braisa not talk about that case? That also would be a t'nai that needs to be fulfilled. Must be it's a raya to Abaye that's not the type of t'nai you need to fulfill. That would fall into Rebbe Ben Tema's klal that it's not efsher lekaimo b'soifel. So Amar lecha rava bishma basar chazir efsher da achlo velakia. He says, "No basar chazir, she could just go ahead and eat it, and she'll get malchus." Ploni, also, if you go to Ploni, stama guy in the street, nami efshar the mishafta the bemona. She could bribe him with money. Now Rashi adds in, no, because she bribed him with money. Even if he says, listen, I don't want to do an isser, she'll say, okay, marry me. Right? It doesn't say you have to be boiled nivel to this guy without marriage, so she could pay. Listen, I'll pay you a lot of money, just marry me, and everything goes. So the guy has no isser. Ela abu vavich bidida kaimo. When it comes to her father and his father, is it totally on her? Nihi di'i av the yisura. I understand, granted, she'll be willing to do an isser, right? But Ava Vavich me Avdi Yisura, when it comes to her father, his father, and her father, they're not willing to do an Avera. So therefore, that's why even Rav agrees that this would fulfill the din of Rebbe Ben Tema, even though it's technically possible for her to be Mekayim the T'nai, since it's not within her power to do it, so that's not called a T'nai that's possible for her to keep. So Gemara just finishes off now, therefore, L'Rava Klal Lasui Ava Vavich. When Rebbe Ben Tema says a klal, which is including something else, what other type of t'nai is not a serious t'nai that's coming to talk about Ava Vavich? Ava Vavich would be a t'nai that's not able to be fulfilled, even though technically it could be. It's not able to be fulfilled, and therefore she doesn't have to fill the t'nai to get a schal. Kazeh, which is la lemute, which is coming to exclude other cases, is lemute basar chazir. Because basar chazir, since she actually could eat the basar chazir, that would not fall under the klal of Rebbe Ben Tema. Labai klal is lasui basar chazir. Basar chazir is included in. Kazeh lemutei ploni. When it comes to ploni, there's no aver at all. Because either she could do it, convince the guy, and if he doesn't want to do it with marriage. And memela kazeh, therefore, would be lafuke. That case would not fulfill, would not fall into his category, and she would have to fulfill it tonight in order to forget the pichal stam. Just an interesting ha'ari here in Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, Rashi the Ramaslan ain choshen shem and nivel lahem. So we say by Ava Vavir, we're not afraid that she had bia with them, and the get is chal right away. So we say, I'm giving you a get al panas, you're not nivela to my father, to your father, the get is chal, no problem. So shver Rashi. Rashi says, Kloimar muteres dinasim miyad ve ain choshen shem tiboy lahen vivata laget aval amar lo al manashel tiboy lila ploni. If she says al manasa, you're not nivela to Bab, ain't no get. Why shem tiboy lo? Because we're afraid that she might do the bia. What's the problem with Almanashal Telech Levesavich La'olam? It's what, and therefore it's felt in the creases. When you say Almanashal, you don't go to someone else. That's felt in the creases. That's the reason why it doesn't work. Here, the chashash is we're just afraid, just going to violate the Tanai. Not necessarily because it felt in the creases. Marsha asks his kash, it's not or a nash.
She's gonna miss one of her father's nash. She's gonna miss it. Everybody. Sorry, I'm out of here. She's gonna miss going to her father's house.